at quarterback, number 19.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bernie, Bernie, oh baby, Super Bowl.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the third episode of Six B's and a P.
Woo!
Fresh off of week two. Cleveland Browns face the Cincinnati Bengals in the Battle of Ohio. We're here on AquaBearLegion.com. I'm your host, Brian Costco. The woo you heard earlier came from none other than Chris Poland, who will be joining me.
Hey, Brian.
Today. Hey, Chris. How are you?
Other than that loss, I'm great.
Yeah, I feel the same way, and lots of good things this week to talk about, even despite the loss.
Yeah.
And don't worry, still quite a bit to complain about as well and be very, very sad about.
Absolutely.
So let's go right into it. The Browns, of course, playing the Cincinnati Bengals, AFC North rivals, today.
Mm-hmm.
And lost 34-27.
Heartbreaker.
A heartbreaker, but I mean, when was the last time the Browns scored 27 points, first off? I mean,
I don't know.
There was a point, you watched the game on TV, I watched it on an internet feed through my TV, through a monitor cable that it took me most of the first quarter to get to stop cutting in and out, and there were times where they looked like a real football team.
There were occasions, moving
down the field, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost...
putting together drives and so forth.
Yes, but two things, you know. First of all, you could say the 7-point difference, the Bengals with that huge punt return.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the game, Pac-Man.
Yep.
And I was still fiddling with the TV and computer at that moment, so luckily I did not have to watch that.
Oof.
So obviously that was a big difference, but also while we're talking about negative things, we'll start with the negative.
Okay.
10 penalties and 103 yards on penalties for the Browns.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's what every commentator says. It's what every analyst says. It's what every coach says. You have to have those basics. If you get that many penalties for that many yards, you're screwed. You're not going to win. Especially, you know, with the production we usually have, you're not going to win.
Yeah, and it's just... you know, you hate to see that happen on a game where they actually score some points.
Yeah.
But that was what it killed them. And, you know, Joe Thomas was getting called for him, and people that don't always, you know, it's one thing if the rookies and these guys that are filling in, a lot of injuries on that defense too.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought one of those holding calls was a little suspect, that one on Joe Thomas. But.
And, you know, replacement referee.
Yeah. I mean, they were certainly having problems with the clock.
They were. I got really excited when they put it up to 3.5 minutes there at the end. I thought maybe
that's probably the best part of the game.
Yes, they're gonna win. So, and then the other big problem too on the defense, which was such a bright spot after last week. The other big problem is, of course, the secondary.
Oof.
I mean,
no Joe Hayden.
No Joe Hayden. And no Sheldon Brown either. He was hurt after last week. So you got Buster Screen and Dimitri Patterson starting, and they have this, I can't remember his name, Wade, I think, a 7th-round rookie. He's in there like half the game, and these guys are trying to guard A.J. Green.
Yeah, after...
He's a monster, too.
After last week, the defense, I thought, was really disappointing. But, you know, when you have that many people missing, it's, I guess, to be expected when you have no depth.
Yeah, no depth at all. You know, I mean, we're getting to the point. And I was actually, it's funny you bring that up. That was one of the things I thought about today as a positive note, was you're starting to realize at least that there's talent now at the starter positions.
Maybe, right.
That's developing. But then anything beyond that is shaky at best.
Yeah.
But, you know, so the secondary was a big thing. And my man LJ Fort was not around today too much. It didn't seem. I think he was out there, but... no, he had a huge...
wasn't doing much, yeah.
Wasn't doing much, yeah. But offense, of course, it was just like watching a completely different team.
Yeah, Whedon, just night and day from last week.
26 for 37, 322 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Brandon.
And I think the most important stat, no interceptions.
No, none. QB rating of 114.9. That is almost 110 better than last week.
That's fucked. I wonder if that's ever happened in the NFL, that somebody's QB rating has gone up that much while playing 2 consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
If you don't play, is your rating a 0? I don't know.
I think it might be only if you play. Okay. There you go. There's trivia question 1A, audience. Has that ever happened before? Any other quarter? I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
The second start. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where the penalties and the lack of secondary just make you sad.
Yeah.
That is an awesome game for Brandon Whedon.
You're right. Trent Richardson, too, had a very good game.
Very good game. 19 rushes, 109 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, 1 running in and 1 catching.
Hey, I looked up a stat. You want to hear it?
I do, of course.
He is the first Browns rookie since the merger with... what, 100-plus rush yards, a rushing touchdown, and a receiving touchdown in the same game?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And here's I'm going to actually do our trivia question here a little early since you brought that up.
Okay, sorry.
This is our big trivia. No, I think it's good.
Okay.
This will make sure, we'll see if Dave's listening. Who was the last Browns rookie who ran for 100 yards in a game?
In any game?
In any game, as a rookie.
Right. You know? Yeah.
And it's been a little while. Not like a real long time, but more than you'd like. So that's this week's question. Who was he? I will give one hint. It was not real, real long ago.
Okay. So since they came back?
We'll say since they came back. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
So who is it and how many yards did he rush for? Give us both.
Google that shit, Dave.
Check it out. Yeah, you can use the Google, Dave. Everybody can, not just Dave. I don't want to address just Dave.
Yeah, I know.
We hope to have another winner this week. But yes, Dave did win last week, Northern Iowa, where my man LJ Fort is from. So yeah, they looked good. You know, the receivers looked good. Not much Josh Gordon's way, but Greg Little caught a touchdown.
Yeah.
Greg Little, who is sitting on my fantasy team's bench.
Whoops.
It would have been nice to have him there.
Yeah.
But... you know, the secondary is going to, I'm afraid, is going to look like this for the next couple games.
Yeah. Hayden is what, gone for 4? Is that right?
4, yeah.
Ouch.
So 3 more.
And those next 3 games are not easy games.
No.
If I remember correctly. Bills, Giants, and...
I think Ravens are somewhere in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Bills, Ravens, and Giants, I believe, in that order. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, next week, maybe not... so much a passing team in the Bills, but the 2 after that obviously have been throwing the ball quite a bit. And, you know, you saw the Bengals at a point, too, just take total advantage of that. I mean, Andy Dalton was just nailing those guys. In fact, his stats, very close to Whedon's, a little bit better, 24 for 31 and 318 yards, so almost identical.
Yeah.
He had, I think, an extra touchdown, though. But, yeah, tough loss, but it finally felt to me like I wanted to watch another game, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
I understand that.
Seeing them be able to actually gain some yards, and that 32-yard touchdown run from Trent Richardson with the front flip into the end zone.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
It's awesome. I don't remember seeing Browns players do that. You know, to
right.
have somebody that seems like they might be that good playing running back. That's an exciting thing.
So. There was a moment as well when... he carried the pile, what seemed like 5 yards.
He was just moving whole groups of people.
Yeah.
And that's cool, you know, busting off 8 and 10 yard runs. That's exciting. And Whedon looked better. Like you said, no interceptions. He seemed to be picking his plays better. But yeah, penalties are killing you, and they got to figure out something on the secondary.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. Go on.
Another positive, I thought, there seemed to be a good, you know, contingent of Browns fans at old Powell Brown Stadium.
So that's
cool.
That was cool, you know, a little bit of excitement there. And, you know, unfortunately, once again, you know, something I think that'll come up every week that I didn't bring up in the last two podcasts. Pat Shermer is kind of a dumbass. I'm still not totally sold on some of the decisions that he makes, you know. And play calling was really good today.
It was.
The problem was is that the hole was already, they were way too deep already. They were down two touchdowns at points with not a lot of time. But, you know, he's blowing. They called a timeout at one point when they totally, it was like the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that challenge of that ridiculous catch that Jermaine Gresham made.
Wow.
And it's funny, since I was watching it through the computer, through my TV, you know, they would be like, oh, you could see right there, he's got possession, and I really couldn't see because my image was kind of grainy.
Yeah. It was clearly a catch, unfortunately.
Yes. And, I mean, I understand you want a challenge there, you're close enough, you feel like that might be something that, but... You know, man, when they only had one timeout and then they had to use it because they gave up. And that's the other thing on that Bengals drive. They gave up first down. And now you got to start calling those timeouts on defense. And you never want to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, they're picking on the secondary. Yeah. Dalton was just moving the Bengals down the field every time. So.
Well, we get another crack at them in a month, right? So
yeah, sure.
Hopefully we can watch a lot of tape. Some lessons will be learned.
Yes. And Frosty Rucker.
We'll get two sacks this time.
Two sacks. And, yeah, so that's pretty much it. Bills, Buffalo Bills next week in Cleveland, I believe, 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's a winnable game.
Sure.
I think, you know, the Bills aren't – they do have a better defense this year.
They scored a lot of points today.
They scored a lot of points, and C.J. Spiller is pretty good running back. So it's going to be tough, but – there you have it. Hopefully, you know, after this week, I feel a little more positive going into that one. And as always, go Browns. Once again,
hey,
trivia question.
Trivia question.
Trivia question. Who was the last Browns rookie to run for 100 yards in a game? Who was he?
Look it up. Figure it out. If you know it without looking it up, all the better. Brag about that on the message board.
You get two buttons.
Yeah.
No, you'll have no way to know to fact check that you're not just lying and you still just looked it up, I guess.
Are you still not going to talk about... you know what I'm thinking.
I do. No, you know, we'll reference that really quick. We're only at... We still got a couple minutes here.
Okay.
Yeah. Art Modell passed away a few weeks ago, and it was funny, I totally forgot about it when I went to go do that podcast.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how I feel about it. my wife, Sherry, told me that you can't be happy that someone passes away. You know, you never want to have that. But she told me it was perfectly acceptable to not be sad, but that was still a very nice way to handle it.
You know,
we'll treat it that way.
You know, I saw you shortly after he died, just a day or two, right? When you were going up to Chicago to see Weeby and Michelle. Hi, Weeby and Michelle. And you were visibly glowing. You were happy about it. I don't care, you know, what you're allowed to feel or what you're not. And here's my thing. I remember after the Sometimes the Bear Eats You 2 about Obama killing Osama, that you made very clear that, you know, hey, a man is dead. He may have been a bad man, but a man is dead. We should not be celebrating. I'm sick of hearing all this stuff on the radio. Ooh, we got him, you know, all that stuff.
Yes, yes.
So in my mind, you're a big enough Browns fan to see Art Modell as worse than international terrorist Osama bin Laden.
I will not disagree with any of your statements. You know, it's got to be good. There's some karma involved. Somewhere.
You think?
I don't know where, because I think the Ravens are 2-0 and the Browns are 0-2. So, or maybe the Ravens lost today. They might have lost to the Eagles, I think.
Yes, they did.
They did. So they're
the
one
Eagles won by one, I think, again.
There you go. Yeah, there's a team that doesn't deserve to be 2-0. But the Eagles just, oof. But, yeah, go Browns.
Go
maybe
Browns.
Maybe it's good for something. This is our year.
Hopefully.
This is 6 P's and a P. I'm your host, Brian Kosko. That's Chris Poland. AquabearLegion.com.
So long, everybody.